There are some things in this life you just can't have too much of. You just can't. I mean, things like ice cream and college football. Like kisses from your child or your grandchild. You just can't get enough. Now, I realize Paul wasn't talking about this in Philippians 1, but I'm pretty sure he would not disagree with me. Look in Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11. And Paul said, "In this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, and that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Christ Jesus to the glory and the praise of God." You know, one of the difficulties in translating is to take the emphatic language from one language and put it in another one. It's just very hard to do. And the translators struggle to communicate the emphaticness of what Paul is saying. The New Revised Standard says, "And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more." The Good News Bible says, "I pray your love will keep on growing more and more." The English Standard says, "I pray that your love may abound more and more." That's pretty close to what the New King James has to say on it. But the word "abound" itself is a strong word, even in the English language. It means to be present in abundance. It means that you got a lot. That you're just overflowing is another way to put it. And the tense that Paul uses here is that you might keep on abounding. You've been abounding in love, and now you need to keep on abounding in that love. And then he adds the expression, "still more and more." You know, it's just a real problem trying to get that whole thought. He says your love needs to abound. It needs to abound more. It needs to abound more and more. And then it needs to abound still more and more. Just a emphasis that is just, I don't think we can understand it quite as well in translating it. I hope we understand it as we try to understand what he's saying. You can't have too much love. You just can't. I mean, whatever spouse ever felt their spouse loved them too much? Whatever parent ever thought, you know, my children love me too much? There's never too much love in life. There's just not there. And Paul says he prays that love that abounded and abounded more and abounded more and more and abounded still more and more would keep on growing. It's just amazing when you think about it. What he's trying to say, and I think it's a very practical application, if you're married, you need to pray and ask God to multiply your love for your spouse. If you're got kids, he wants you to love them more every day. He, of course, is thinking in the context, and what he's talking about is that we'll abound in love for God as we mature into faith. And that's really where I wanted to go with this whole thing. Until we're, obsessively in love, to where that's you know, that's what we think about. Do you have that kind of love for Jesus? You have that kind of love for the Spirit of God with all of our heart and our soul and our mind and our strength? That's the kind of love that God is wanting. And Paul is really praying for something huge here, for you and for me, that we have that kind of love. And my prayer for you, as we study here tonight, is that you'll have that kind of love for me, and that I'll have that kind of love for you, that we'll be obsessively, ridiculously, extraordinarily, overwhelmingly, whatever term you want to use, in love with God, to where it just consumes us. You ever been around a teenager in love? Or at least what they thought was love? That's all they can talk about. That's all they think about. That's just consumes their mind. Consumes their life. Do we feel that way about God? And do we recognize the power of what Jesus said in John 14:15? When he said, if you do love me, keep my commandments. Love is not just an emotional thing. Love is an intellectual decision. That's the one I'm going to love. That's what I try to tell every couple that comes to me for premarital counseling. I just look them straight faced as I can and say, do you love her? Oh, yes. I'm just so much in love with her. And I just ignore it and I turn to her and I say, do you love him? Oh, he's the greatest. He's wonderful. He treats me so well. And he just gushes, you know. And then I said, have you really sat down and decided you love this person? Because you need to know, they're going to throw up all over you sometime. They're going to be late for your party. They're going to forget your birthday. They're going to get up from the table and walk away and never thank you for the meal that you just spent the last 4 hours working on. You're going to go out and work in the yard all day long, and she's going to come out and say, hey, I want to go to the store. Come on, let's go. And you're going to stand there and say, you're not going to say anything about all this. You're all wet and smelly and stinky. I said, that's going to happen. You need to know that's going to happen. Do you love this person? Have you decided, irregardless of how many times they upset me, get me angry, don't do what I want them to do, I love them. Do you love God? Does your love abound? Does it abound more and more and still more and more? Does it move you to obey him? Because it's just words. How many times has that happened in the history of the world? Where a guy told a girl, oh, I love you. And then walks away. How many times have young ladies looked into guys' eyes and flooded their eyelids and said, oh, I love you, dear. But I like Johnny more, and walk away. Words are easy. Jesus says, if you love me, if you make the commitment to love me, you'll keep my commandments. Can you look at your life this last week and say, I have kept his commandments? If not, you need to repent. You need to go to God and say, I didn't, and I'm sorry. I'll try not to do it anymore, and Lord, help me not to do it anymore, because I love you, and I don't want to do what I did. Can we pray with you? Can we pray for you? Please, won't you come and won't you do it now, while we stand and while we sing?